If the Eagles look to add safeties on the final day of the 2015 draft, Jordan Richards of Stanford is a name to remember. Former teammate of the 2014 fifth-round pick Ed Reynolds, Richards is quite similar to Reynolds in that he's a straight-line run-defending safety who's only effective covering in the box. He's a tough guy who will have to earn his wage on special teams. Ibrahim Campbell of Northwestern is another safety best in a straight line defending the run. He's physical, he's strong, and he dominates opponents at the point of attack. He also showed surprising pass coverage skills at the Senior Bowl. If he's there on the third day of the draft, he would be great value for the Eagles. A versatile defensive back that's lined up at both safety or cornerback, Amos has the measurables the teams want. He's big, he's fast, he's athletic, he's also very physical. But he's unpolished in many areas of his game. Teams don't know if he's a cornerback or a safety, but he's best facing the action. He's a player who may need some time to develop his game, but he's worth the risk in the second day. Deron Smith of Fresno State is next. From an intangible point of view, Smith is one of the better defensive backs in this year's draft. He's instinctive, he's smart, and he's not prone to mental lapses, and always keeps the action in front of him. He's not the biggest guy, he's also not very fast, and is coming off sports hernia surgery. But if he's able to get back to 100%, Smith will contribute as a rookie on Sunday. While the headlines of the Louisville secondary centered on Gerard Holloman, NFL scouts like his teammate James Sample. Sample is a complete defensive back who is terrific against the run and shows good ball skills. More of a strong safety type, he's a system player who has definite potential as a starter down the road. The last safety we'll talk about is Curtis Drummond of Michigan State. Entering the year, Drummond was highly considered by NFL scouts, but he suffered through a poor senior campaign. He was late to the action, didn't make plays on the ball, and had a lot of mental lapses. If you go back to his junior film, he looked like a starting safety in the NFL, which he hopefully will be once he gets his game back on track. TCU junior Chris Hackett is next. From a completeness point of view, there are a few safeties in this draft who rank with Chris Hackett of TCU. He's a terrific run defender that shows outstanding cover skills. He can play center field, he can play over the slot receiver, and he makes a lot of plays moving up the field. The problem with Hackett is he doesn't have great foot speed. He ran in the 4.8s at the combine and was only slightly better during his pro day when he ran in the 4.7s, which will push him into the last day of the draft. But in the proper system, Hackett will be a productive NFL professional. Dean Marlowe of James Madison has mouth-watering size and speed. He's an imposing figure on the field who can dominate opponents. The problem is he's a bit one-dimensional. He's a solid run defender, but not a sure-handed tackler. He struggles in coverage. Still, he has a great amount of upside potential and comes with a special teams mentality. If the Eagles look to add some safeties on the final day of the draft, those are the names to remember.